Texas Rangers, law enforcement partners extradite 1986 cold case killer hiding in Mexico. Texas border business. Austin, using modern forensic testing, law enforcement has identified the man they believe is responsible for the brutal 1986 rape and murder of 16-year-old Deanna Ogg in Montgomery Co. After 4 decades of investigation, Bobby Charles Taylor Sr., now 60, was located and arrested in Mexico City, Mexico, on an unrelated felony charge and then extradited to Texas to face charges late last month. On the evening of September 27, 1986, Deanna Ogg was walking from her home in Porter to a convenience store on FM 1314 and Sorters Road to try to get a ride to a family gathering. A few hours later, the New Caney High School student's body was found in a heavily wooded area off Old Houston Road in Conroe, about 7 miles from her last known location. She had been sexually assaulted, beaten, and stabbed. The following month, a male subject was arrested in connection with Ogg's case. He was convicted but later exonerated after results from updated DNA testing in Ogg's case proved his innocence. In the years that followed, investigators worked again to find Ogg's killer, but her case remained cold. Then, in March 2020, the Texas Rangers identified Ogg's case for the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative, SACAIP program. In 2021, previously exhausted evidence from Ogg's case was submitted for advanced DNA testing and genealogy research through Bode Technology. In 2024, advanced DNA testing and genealogy research led investigators to Bobby Charles Taylor Sr. Further investigation revealed that Taylor Sr. was a fugitive on an unrelated felony charge and was hiding in Mexico. The Texas Rangers began coordinating with the Montgomery Co. Sheriff's Office and the FBI to locate and apprehend Taylor Sr. on April 24, 2026. Taylor Sr. turned himself into FBI special agents in Mexico City, Mexico, and was extradited to Texas the next day. On May 4, 2026, he was charged with capital murder in connection with Ogg's case. Taylor Sr. remains in custody at the Montgomery Co. jail. The Texas Rangers' role in identifying and arresting Taylor Sr. was only possible through the dedication and collaboration of numerous partners, including the Montgomery Co. Sheriff's Office, the Montgomery Co. District Attorney's Office, the FBI, DPS, Crime Laboratory Division, Bode Technology and the Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance for funding the SACAIP program. About the SACAIP program, the Texas Department of Public Safety's DPS Sexual Assault Kit Initiative, SACAIP program is funded by the Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance, DOJ, BJA. DOJ, BJA provides investigative funding for agencies across the United States to further unsolved sexual assaults and sexually related homicides with the hope of bringing justice to victims and their families. HQ 2026-044. Texas DPS.